The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Natalie Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris. Welcome to this special episode of The Netball Show, where we hear our full interviews with Nia Jones and Bethan Dyke as they join Georgia Rowe at Seven Stars next season. Nia started by telling The Netball Show all about the moment she realised she first had a love for the sport.
I think about aged 8 or 9, I went to a really tiny primary school in the, out in the countryside in North Wales. There was only 60 students in the whole school, and thankfully they started a little netball club after school, and my elder sister went along, so I followed her there, and it was just from there really. And it wasn't just netball, it was any sort of invasion game that involved a ball really. And I'm still the same now. Netball just happens to be, you know, growing and growing in professionalism, and that's the wave I'm riding at the minute really. But I do love the game, you know. I'm a massive advocate for it, you know, for girls and boys of all ages, because it's just the ultimate team game. You know, nobody can do it on their own. You need to move it to all 3/3 every 3 seconds. You need your mate on hand. So I honestly believe it is one of the ultimate team sports.
What were those early years like for you?
Really enjoyable, actually. And, you know, the pathway with Welsh netball has come on a lot since I was coming through it. If anything, it was a little bit more... I'm a bit out of breath here walking to work, apologise, but it's the Welsh Hills I'm walking over.
No, you've just come back from the gym, thank you very much, in case
thanks Melissa. it was a little bit more cutthroat. Like, you had to perform on the one-off weekend that there were selectors there. You know, I got selected to my school team for my county, which was Flintshire and then North East Wales, and it was like the all or nothing weekend into counties, where all the counties played each other at under 14s level. And you know, there were 2 or 3 selectors there trying to watch probably 200-300 girls. And thankfully, I got a letter invitation to come down to Sport Wales for a weekend, you know, put through our paces at fitness testing and loads of match play. And that was really my first taste of the international scene. And I just absolutely loved it. And then been fortunate enough that I think I caught the little bug then. But it's funny, actually, because as I was coming through, I still remember as an under-19, under-21 player, we were still having those savage weekend-long trials. And then when Melissa got appointed as the senior coach, she stood on the doorway of one of those trials just with a pack of wet wipes and was handing any girl who dared rock up to Wales International Trials with a face full of makeup on and makeup wipes to take it off. So I think that just, like, stripped it all down for us. You know, it doesn't matter what you look like. You shouldn't care about any, you know, sort of vanity. It's... put your skills out on the court, and if we like what we see, then you'll get far. So, yeah, I think those high standards from Melissa is something that has stayed with me. I feel like she's a coach that echoes similar values to me as an athlete. And, yeah, I'm really excited that not only she's got a head coach role again, but I'm really excited that she'll be working with me again too.
You've had 36 caps for Wales. I mean, it's things like Netball Europe, and nobody could ever take away those memories of the Com Games.
Yeah, I mean, 36 caps. I had,
do you know,
a couple
where
of
they
years
are?
Out to play. I don't, actually. I need to get a better record of them. But I've also got 28 football ones, so I think if I'd have stuck to one sport, I'd be in the 50 club by now. But anybody who plays international sport will tell you it's not really about, you know, the amount of caps or the quantity of them. You do genuinely just remember the journeys to those places, the memories, the teammates that you shared them with, the coaches that taught you so much, you know, the highs and the lows, emotion-wise. And you do genuinely value the lows just as much as the highs. And, you know, with Wales, we haven't had that many highs. There are a couple, obviously, you know, Netball Europe gold, just 2013. I mean, getting to the Super League final with the Celtic Dragons in 2013 was a highlight as well. I don't think anybody expected us to do that. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to get back to those heights since. But, you know, also the Commonwealth Games, I knew when I was playing professional football at Reading that was sort of an itch in the back of my mind that I needed to go to another one. And took a difficult decision to put my footy boots up again and try and trial for the Gold Coast team. And thankfully, I got to represent Team Wales again out there, which was amazing. But again, you know, I'm not a player who likes to just take part. You know, there were some matches out there that we should have done better in, and some matches we should have won. And, you know, we know we're in a position at the minute in the world rankings where, well, we deserve to be, but we don't want to be. We're not happy being there. You know, there was loads of hype last week that we'd moved up to the top 10, but it's still... I couldn't bring myself to tweet my excitement about it, because I just think, you know, that's the minimum that Welsh netball should be. So I feel a responsibility on my shoulders, and I know my teammates do as well, that, you know, we really need to drive our country forward, and hopefully going forward into to Netball Europe in a couple of weeks, we can start to rebuild that.
To look back at Dragons briefly, you trained at the Met, didn't you, last season? How much do you think that benefited the side?
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know what, the number of players that Cardiff Met Netball have produced, you know, both for the Celtic Dragons and Wales Netball, is phenomenal. They've got such a brilliant setup, and with Susie Drain now at the helm as the first team coach and the director of netball, you know, she knows what it takes to play high performance sport, and she instills that in their athletes. And you know, coming before her, we had the likes of Anna Mays, Anna Stembridge, as she is now. So we've had a really strong legacy of netball there. Julia Longville too, ex-international coach, who's now the chair of selection panel at Welsh Netball. So there's people involved there that know what it takes to perform at the highest level. And the setup, especially the strength and conditioning, there's a guy called Di Watts up there who heads up all the S&C, and he looks a little bit like Lord Voldemort, and he petrifies at the start of the sessions a little bit like the Dark Lord himself as well. But he is honestly phenomenal. I doubt you'll get better S&C provision anywhere in the country. He's just, not just his expertise, but the energy he puts in, the time he puts in to everybody, you know, the more capable and the less capable, and just the culture he instills from his athletes as well. He demands, you know, a culture not just on the netball court like coaches do, but he demands that high standard in his SSC sessions as well. And we made massive strides last season, and that is one of the elements that I really will miss about Dragons.
How did that call to you come? What was that like?
I'd spoken to a couple of clubs, but actually I'd spoken to Anita Navin and had a really positive conversation with her about Stars. And not many people know this, but when Stars first got entered into the league, I was deep in a pro contract at Reading Football, and I actually, because I knew Gold Coast was coming up, I went along to the open trials. I was just one evening of the week, I snuck off from football and I just went to the trials, and I had a really good conversation with Monia Gerard, who was the coach at the time and a netball hero of mine, and they were interested. But I was obviously a little bit like, I'm not really sure why I'm here. I enjoyed it, but I'm playing football. I think I just wanted to see if I still liked it and if I was still any good at it. And yeah, they were really lovely then, and understanding that I was in a contract. But Anita always said, like, we'll never say never. And when she got in contact, it was really positive, and she was really proactive with, you know, what the whole setup would look like and what the package would look like. And then it had been a week, and I was pondering over decisions and stuff. But then as soon as I spoke to Melissa and she told me that, you know, she was in contention for the job, that was pretty much deal done then. You know, I enjoyed my time so much with her when she was at the helm at Welsh Netball, and I felt like she instilled belief in me that I could be, you know, a top netballer. And again, she values me. She lets me be me. She calls me a dog. She calls me a beast, but I take them as compliments. But she also knows how to push me and how to get the best out of me, and, you know, to how to keep my feet on the ground as well. So I'm excited to see, you know, where my game can go under her guidance again.
You've said it's maybe going to be a bit of a step outside your comfort zone. Is that just maybe an anticipated challenge of moving teams?
Well, yeah, you know, I've played different sports and different clubs, but, you know, the Celtic Dragons is the only Super League franchise I've played for. And, you know, it wasn't a decision I came to lightly. I left as captain of the team. It was the team I supported when I was a teenager. You know, so I have a strong connection to the franchise. But, you know, new team, new teammate, you know, it just means I have to really prove myself again, which I'm looking forward to doing. I absolutely love training. So I'm hoping and I'm guessing that training is going to be a really positive environment. I'm looking forward to getting my teeth stuck into that. But, you know, I really can't thank the Celtic Dragons fans enough for the support they have always given me when I was a player, and now that I've left as well. I've had some really lovely comments and messages. So I really do want to thank them, because they are a loyal bunch. You know, you know, over my 5 years, we didn't give them an awful lot to shout about, but they still used to come out in numbers. So, yeah, they're a great fan base.
The fact that Bethan's made the move as well, and you'll be playing alongside Georgia, just really, really special too.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's and like I said in my interview with Stars, we know how each other ticks. We're friends as well as teammates. But it's just those little triggers around how people like to act, what's the norm for their personalities in and around training, in the changing room. You know, Georgia's quite quiet. She likes to just sit down, chill out. Beth gets quite nervous. If you see her with a blotchy chest, you know she's getting a bit nervous, but she's excited as well, so that's fine. But yeah, really, really good friends with the both of them, and they're both part of the leadership group at Wales as well. So I'm hoping that it'll be a strong link for us at Stars, and obviously having one of us in each sort of area of the court, hopefully there's a nice, strong, passionate Welsh energy running through the middle of the team.
And you've probably got an idea of the whole team anyway already, but the main business because of the signing of Liana as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, when I had the conversation with Anita and Melissa, and they mentioned the possibility of Liana Liotta, that is a game changer, you know. A lot of teams in the league talk about challenging for top four, but it's signings like that that actually make you believe. Not only are the franchise serious about challenging, but actually, if they can attract the calibre of Liana Liotta, you know, ex-Over Fern, you know, probably undisputed best player in the league for the best part of, you know, the 4 years that she's been in it. For her to be attracted to the franchise tells you all you need to know about, you know, the setup that we have at Gloucester and Worcester Uni. And Amy Tilley, the general manager, has been fantastic with all of us. When she welcomed all of us up there, she took us for brunch, and she just it really felt like someone that you wanted to be. They felt like they wanted us, and we were just looking at each other thinking, this is so exciting. And if we get it right, you know, the calibre of players we have in the whole squad, I'm really excited for the rest of the squad to be announced as well, and the management team and the setup we got at the uni, and the fans as well. It could be a recipe for a really good and enjoyable season.
Position like top four has been bandied about, and you'll be wanting to at least make an impact.
Yeah, of course, and it's easy to say at the start of the season, oh, we'd love to challenge the top four. It's also cliche to say you've got to take each game as it comes, but I honestly think we need to hit the pre-season hard. That's where you start building the culture. That's where you instill your values. That's where you set your standards. That's where you start to, you know, familiarise yourself with each other, with the combinations. And that's where you build your fitness. You know, if you know you're as fit or fitter than the opposition come the 59th, 60th minute, the amount of one-goal games we saw in the league last year, we want to be coming out on top of those. And, you know, Stars as a franchise last year, they beat Manchester Thunder, who won the league. So, you know, the potential has always been there from Stars to pick one of the top guns, but you know, the main thing everybody says it is, but it's consistency. And that's something that if we can be consistent in training between November and February, then we've got a great chance come the season.
I just need to thank you personally for doing Balls podcast with you and Beth.
Did you enjoy that?
It's still on iTunes if you haven't heard it, so shameless plug, get downloading.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that. Yeah, Beth got a new high flying job now with ITV. Am I allowed to plug another broadcaster?
You
under
can
the Netball
indeed.
Show? Sorry, she works for ITV now, so she's not actually allowed to do some Mickey Mouse podcast ranting about netball with me. But no, it was fun. You and my mum clearly enjoyed it. I'm not sure if there's any other listeners, but I appreciate it, Andy. Thank you.
Well, the good thing was it was like Fawlty Towers. There was only a few episodes, but each one was utter perfection.
Quality, not quantity, in it. It's like my height.
You'll be no doubt really looking forward to the season ahead then.
Yeah, I mean, it's super exciting. You know, not only just kicking off with Fast Five, which I've never had the privilege of playing in. So, you know, I love these fun variations of different sports. So that should be a really fun experience. Not just, you know, a first opportunity to run out in the Stars dress, but actually, I think Melissa said it'd be a great sort of kick off to team building for us. But then going on to the season, you know, it feels like it takes ages to come around, but then when it comes February, it goes like an absolute flash. So, yeah, you have to cherish every single moment, and I can't wait for that. I've managed to drop down to part time and work as well, so I really can give netball my full focus this year. So I'm excited to see what I can add to the Stars.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop, start, change of direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
This is a Netball Show 7 Stars special with Mizuno, as we hear from Nia Jones and Bethan Dyke all about joining the side for 2020. Beth explained that it wasn't an easy decision to leave Celtic Dragons.
It definitely wasn't an easy decision for me. Obviously, I've been at Celtic Dragons now for 6 seasons. I've absolutely loved the franchise and loved everybody there, the staff, the management, the players, the volunteers, and obviously the Green Army. I mean, they've given me so much support over the last 6 years, and it really wasn't an easy decision to move. But yeah, when I had the opportunity to join Seven Stars, I was really excited, and I can't wait to get started.
I say especially last season, I would say as well. What was it like with the partnership with Cardiff Met?
Oh, brilliant. I think I have actually been a student at Cardiff Met, and I was studying my PGC last year, training to become a PE teacher. So that link with Cardiff Met is one that I've always had really strong links with. But obviously with the Celtic Dragons partnering with them last year, the support from the S&C was excellent, and obviously a brilliant training facility to have on a week-in, week-out basis. Obviously, myself and Nia and Georgia have been up to Worcester Arena and Gloucester, and the facilities are absolutely amazing, and those that I can't wait to use very soon.
I would say your game adds speed, and also you've experience as well in games thanks to those 43 caps. That's going to be special to Stars next season.
Yeah, I hope so. Also, just bring in that speed and creativity, like you said, but also enjoyment and fun. I think over the last 6 years, I've been so lucky to have the opportunity to be part of a Super League franchise, and one that I'm so excited to be joining Stars, and obviously very, very exciting team, and one that I can't wait for everybody to see once it's all been announced.
We recently looked at, I'll whisper it, ACLs on the podcast recently. What was your experience like getting back from that?
Yeah, obviously doing my ACL out in Australia in the Commonwealth Games last year was a really devastating time. I think it's been a really, really long process. I think I knew, obviously, the timescales when I'd done it, but I think it was all about setting those small goals and small targets. Obviously, I was really lucky in the support that I had from physios and doctors coming back, but I think being able to play in the second half of the Super League season and playing in all 6 tests in the summer for Wales,
yeah,
I think is a real positive, and something that I've really kind of learned is just to enjoy every single moment on the court, because yeah, it's a long process.
You'll be privy to that whole side. Some people called Georgia and Ian are going to be part of the squad, and you'll be playing as part of a team that includes Liana as well. That's going to be something special.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to be playing and training with the Welsh girls on a weekly basis. We're in a really intense block at the minute. Obviously, selection happening very soon for the Netball Europe Championships. So, yeah, you know each other's personalities. You've made connections on the court. And this is something that we're really excited to bring to Stars. With Liana, she's someone that I've looked up to in my whole netball career, a world-class player, a mid-quarter. And when I found out that she was joining Stars, I was ecstatic. And obviously to learn and play with the best mid-quarter in our league and has been in the world was something that I was so excited about. And yeah, very, very excited.
Have you got any clues for the rest of the squad? Or can't you tell us?
No, I wish I could tell you. All I can say is that it's really exciting, and I can't wait for everybody to be revealed now so that everybody can kind of know about it.
You'll have been watching Stars from afar, maybe, and obviously at the minute as well, we're really lucky because we're getting player announcements almost on a daily basis. It's really exciting for fans. What about you?
Oh yeah, it's really exciting. I think everybody's kind of keeping an eagle eye on the Twitter and seeing what's going on. But I think with regards to Stars, I think the progress and the success they've had over the last few seasons and being a fairly new franchise is something that is really exciting, and the trajectory is definitely going up, and I'm really excited to be a part of the team. I've been up there, like I said, a few times, and the welcome that I've received has been really, really lovely, and I just can't wait to meet all of the fans now in some of the pre-season games and obviously when the season gets started.
And the chance as well to obviously working with Melissa, it'd be something that you maybe leapt at?
Oh, definitely. I think Melissa was the coach that gave me my very first opportunity in the Super League back in 2013 when we actually got to the grand final against Team Bath. And I think Melissa is somebody that I've always kept in contact with and always kind of followed her journey. And I think when obviously she was got the job with Stars, it was something that I was really excited about, and obviously, yeah, I couldn't wait to get started.
Was it one of those calls that you maybe had to take a bit of time, or when she rang did you just say, yep, that'll do, thanks?
Oh yeah, it was definitely a hard decision. I know personally I'm going to be relocating, so new job, new house. Obviously took some time to make the decision, and yeah, it was an amazing opportunity that for a new challenge that I definitely couldn't turn down.
And realistically, you're just feeling really positive and looking forward to the challenge ahead?
Oh, definitely. I'm feeling really positive. It's a really exciting time, like I said, a new challenge to work with a new team, new staff, new players, still ready to learn lots and building on the season that Stars had last year, and definitely challenging for that top four this year.
But what does Melissa Bessel make of her latest signings for the team next season?
If I had to expand on the signings that were signed, apart from the obvious to me, which is boom, boom, shake the room, it's simply, you know, just exciting to know that I'm going to be working alongside both Liana and Bethan Dyke in that, you know, in the attacking end. Getting Georgia to re-sign was obviously a great signing for us, and obviously really wrapped because I, you know, found George, and we've still got some unfinished business to do. So really excited about her. And Nia, you know, Nia is probably one of the most exciting players that I've had the privilege of working alongside, and you know, she incorporates everything that I've always instilled in my defence players, and just very excited to be able to work with the girls again. And obviously being Welsh, you know, well, you know, I think they wanted to as much come back and work alongside me again as I was excited about getting them signed and on board. So what an exciting season so far, with more signings to come. Can't wait.
Nia and Beth will be taking part in this year's Fast Five tournament at the Copper Box. So listen out for your chance to win tickets on the main podcast next week.
The Netball Show.